Keep going through it even when it's tough. Keep growing roots when life feels rough. Keep glowing up from pain to peace. 'Cause surviving me is a masterpiece.
Hey y'all, and welcome back to Surviving Me. And today we're stepping into a new, but not really new, kind of old, because if you're OG, you know that this podcast used to be called Her Way Through. So this segment is called His Way Through. And this is a space where men speak on survival, healing, identity, and the weight of emotional responsibility. Our first guest in this series is Malik, and the title says it all: When You Love a Woman That's Healing. This conversation is honest, vulnerable, and necessary, because loving someone who's healing isn't just about patience. It's about presence, self-awareness, and unlearning what we were taught love had to look like. So let's get into it.
Let me let him introduce himself.
Yeah, what's going on? It's Malik, aka Spitter.
Do you want to just say your name, or do you want to give a little background about yourself?
Nah, I don't want to do all that background stuff. Just I can say from West Philly, Malik, aka Spitter. West Philly represent.
Okay, so let's just get into it. So the first question is, what does it mean to love a woman who's actively healing to you?
To me, to love a woman who's in that space, to me, is just being open-minded, being able to compromise, just trying to gain more understanding, like trying to be more understanding.
I could agree. But so do you think that it's harder, per se? Like, do you think that to love a woman that's actively in her healing journey, do you feel like you gotta put in more work, or is it just the same as if you was to be dating a woman who is already healed?
No, it's absolutely more work. Absolutely.
I agree.
It's not the same, because you can't just sit back and allow things to be what they are. And if you know your woman is healing, you gotta help her heal. You gotta put the work in to encourage her and inspire her. You know, she's on a healing stage, because that's what it takes to heal, is to be encouraged and inspired and motivated and stuff like that. So yeah, it's gonna be a little harder.
I totally agree, and I'm glad that you said that and was just honest about it, because I truly believe that. Because unfortunately, for males, sometimes y'all have to come in on and fix a heart that y'all didn't break. And I couldn't imagine from a male's perspective how that may feel, or how y'all even process that.
Honestly, you have to be a strong man to deal with that. You can't be a weak-minded man think you're going to help a broken woman heal. It's impossible.
Period. Period.
It's literally impossible. So, yeah, it's hard for some men. It's hard for certain men. And that's why you have toxic relationships. You have abusive relationships. You have controlling relationships and stuff like that. Because sometimes men don't know how to handle a broken woman who's healing, who's trying to heal. So,
period. Yeah,
it can be a lie on a man. But that depends on the man.
But do you feel like you could tell when a woman is in... Do you feel like you can tell when a woman is actively in her healing journey, or if she's already healed? Do you as a man feel like you can notice that without her saying it? What is what I'm saying?
Me personally, yes, I can. Me personally, yes. If a woman is in a healing stage or in a transitioning stage, then yes, I can tell.
How can you tell?
Just their responses to things, how they handle certain situations, and how they care. That tells a lot about a woman. Because if a woman is... If I notice a woman is responding to certain things with a lack of confidence to a certain extent, or with uncertainty, if she's unsure of her own responses to things, then it's like, okay, I can tell she's in a stage and she's trying to regain herself. She's trying to recruit herself. She's trying to a new path. So I'm saying, if you could tell it'd take only a sentence. She might say something she didn't mean to say, or she might say something I'm saying she probably shouldn't have said, you know. And it's just like, it's how a woman carries herself shows a lot about, I'm saying, where she is in her life as far as like her journey, her path.
For sure. Totally agree with that. So have you ever loved a woman who was in a healing journey?
Yes, I have. Absolutely.
Okay, so and while you was in this relationship, were there moments where you didn't fully understand what she may have needed from you? Maybe she never said it, or maybe she just expected you to do it. And if so, how did that affect the relationship?
Yes, it was some moments like that when I felt like it was nothing I can do for her. Like, just to the point, like I've tried everything that I know that could help, and it shows that it's still not helping. Like, I've been at that point where it's like, I've done just about everything in my power to try to help this woman focus or help her towards her healing, you know, saying her healing stage, her next healing stage, through her process, and it just didn't happen. Like, it just didn't happen, and she still continued at the place she was. It affected the relationship because I felt like maybe we weren't meant to be together. I felt maybe we weren't in alignment, or maybe it just wasn't. Maybe I wasn't meant to be the person to help her. Like, maybe I wasn't that guy for her. So, you know, it affected the relationship. It actually ended the relationship. Me personally, I don't like to drag things on. If it's not working, if it's not meant to be, then I won't hold like a person hostage in the relationship.
Period. Get up out of there. And honestly, I love that, because I feel like there's not enough of that. It's a lot of people who are staying and stuff solely for the simple fact of like, oh, because I love them. But okay, but sometimes love is not enough. Okay. You gotta be being fulfilled in other ways. Like, everything has, it gotta be a full circle moment.
Yes. Because love itself is full circle.
For
love
sure.
Itself. You can love somebody, but they don't, you know, they don't satisfy your mental, or they don't satisfy your emotional.
Period.
That don't mean you don't love them or they don't love you. It's just they just not there to provide that emotional support that you need, or that affection, or that intelligence, that wisdom to share. Like, you know, everybody, like, when it comes to relationships, when you find a perfect person, your perfect person, your person, because everybody has one.
Yes. You know. Yes, you know, I believe that.
Yeah, of course. It's somebody for everybody.
And period.
Once us men, I'll say it's for us men, once we find our rib, then we going to know. Pertaining to healing women, if a man is dealing with a woman who's not his rib, it's only so much he can do for her. Regardless
period.
Of how much he's capable of.
If but how do you know, though?
Time tells all, and this is why marriage is recommended and divorce is permissible. This is why.
Wait,
this
so hold why, on. You saying that you, well, not to cut you off, I'm sorry, but you saying that you know a female is your rib by time?
No, like, in time, like, if you with somebody and you love them with all your heart, you give them everything you, and it's still not working, that's not your rib. Basically what I'm saying, and time will show you that that's not your rib.
Oh, okay.
How much you know what I'm saying? No matter how much love you have for a person, if they not your person, it's not gonna work. Y'all going to deal with difficulty. Y'all going to have problems, and eventually y'all going to have to separate.
Period, just, because love is not hard.
Exactly.
Love is not hard at all. It's not meant to be hard at all. So did you ever feel like her pain became your responsibility, even though you didn't necessarily may have caused her pain?
No.
You didn't feel like that's perfect.
I never felt like her pain was my responsibility to try to fix, but as her man, I always felt like it's my job to at least try.
Period. Like, I love that.
At least trying to fix her pain, even if I can't, if I'm not trying, what am I doing?
Yes, I love that. I love everything that you said, and I totally agree with everything that you said, but how did you manage supporting her without losing yourself in the process? Because sometimes when you're in a relationship and you know that your significant other needs more than you are needing at that moment, you can feel your needs being lost. So how did you manage to not do that?
I keep the creator first. Like, I know that I'm not in full control of everything that's going on in this universe. I know I'm just another light that's just here. So
okay,
with that being said, I trust in the Most High, and I got faith in things being better in the future than they are now. So even if I'm going through the worst of the worst turmoil, my faith is so high, I know I'm gonna get through it. I know times gonna be better. It's not that the hard times don't last forever, and that's in every aspect of life. The hard times don't last forever. So yeah, that's how I remain sturdy. Like, even if I gotta put something I love on the back burner, that's what I'm saying. Like, even with my own stuff, I gotta stop doing something that I like to do or move different with something that I like to do. I'm gonna do that because I know in time things is gonna be better. I'm gonna be able to do what I wanna do again. Sometimes you gotta sit down and lock in and make things better to where as though there's understanding, you know what I'm saying? There's alignment, for lack of better words. Alignment. When you get in alignment with your person, sometimes you gotta make some sacrifices. And that's what a relationship comes with. Sacrifice, compromise.
Period.
You know?
That's exactly what a relationship is. Sacrifices and compromises, because it is not always gonna be sunshines and rainbows, okay? Like, that's just not realistic. No matter if it's your person or not, y'all gonna go through things. But it's not about going through things, it's about how you overcome things.
Yes.
And absolutely, if it's really your person, then y'all should be able to overcome everything.
Any and everything, absolutely.
Period. Love that. What does patience look like in a relationship with someone who's unpacking trauma?
Oh man. Patience.
Not oh man, baby. That's giving, like, you gotta have a whole lot of patience.
Yeah, you gotta pray, you gotta meditate, you gotta breathe, you gotta stay active, not just stay busy, but stay active. And when I say stay active, I mean just handling your business in every aspect of life. You know what I'm saying? You just gotta remain focused. Like, when you're dealing with somebody who's not focused, who is trying to regain their focus, you have to stay 10 times more focused. You got to be locked in. Like, you have to. Because if you drop the ball, who going to pick who up?
That part. Exactly that. What did she teach you just by the way that she was learning to love herself again? What did she teach you in the process of her healing journey?
What did I learn? Oh, man. I learned a few good lessons. I'm not going to lie. In that relationship, I'm not going to lie, I learned some good lessons. But the biggest lesson that I learned out of everything is, no matter how bad things may look, it's only working out for the better in it.
Really? Like,
so no matter how bad things may be going, how bad things may be looking, in the end, it's going to work out for the better, how it's supposed to go. Because sometimes it might take a little longer, but once you get to that end result, it's going to be worth it. And if it don't work out in the beginning or in the middle, whatever it is, what comes after that is going to be 100 times better. It's going to be better. So it could be bad, but it's going to be good in the end. You just got to change your perspective.
Period. Heavy on change your perspective. Once you change your outlook on anything, it changes how you feel about it. It changes how you go about it. It changes everything just by simply changing how you look at a situation. It could change. It could make all the difference. Seriously.
Absolutely. And that's why that lesson, that's the lesson that I learned from it. Like, everything's going to work out for the better. You just got to really sit back and look at things for what they are and change your perspective. Don't look at everything as negative.
I love that.
Where are the positive gains from the situation? It might have seemed like a negative situation, but something positive comes from everything.
Period. Because there is wisdom in our wounds, people. There is wisdom in our wounds. You learn. Even when you're in pain, you're still learning. Don't ever forget that, y'all. Just because you went through something horrible, that don't mean that you didn't gain something from it. Or just because you went through something painful, that don't mean that it wasn't a lesson at the end of it. It's always, 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 always learning.
Facts.
But how do you think men can show up better for women who are healing or in their healing journey? What do you think men should do? What's your advice?
Oh man, try to gain more patience. And try to gain more patience. And try to gain more patience, my brother.
Hold up. You cannot continue. You cannot continue after you just said patience like 5 times. So basically, y'all, the main lesson is have patience with that woman.
Yes, and continue to have patience, because if you try to straighten the rib, it's going to crack.
Okay. I love that. Repeat that for the ones who didn't hear it in the bag.
You can never straighten one of your ribs out. You're going to break it. So just have patience and grow.
Period.
Because if there's one thing your bones do with your body, they grow. Take that wisdom, I'm trying to tell you. You'll go a long way. Just understand what I said. I'm trying to continue your relationship and continue to build with a healing woman. Have patience and more patience and more patience. Because if you don't have patience and you try to force something that's not there, you're going to break it. You're going to destroy it.
Period. But I want to add to that, because I feel like, yes, you do have to have patience. Patience is definitely key when you're dealing with somebody who's currently in a healing journey. But I also want to add that at the end of it, though, it's going to be so beautiful. Because if, like you said, if that's your person and you're willing to stick it out with them while they heal and while they go through whatever they go through, and you teach them things to help them get to the next phase of this healing journey, baby, at the end of that journey, I'm telling y'all, the relationship is going to be 10 times stronger, because most likely she was vulnerable enough to let you in on her lowest point and you helped her get up out of it. What is going to come out of that other than a beautiful relationship? Y'all are here. Y'all connected. Okay?
That's a lifetime marriage right there. That's the best part.
Okay. Okay, we done went through it. We didn't went through it. So what boundaries did you have to put in place to love her and still protect your own peace?
I just had to remember that it wasn't just us two. Like, we got kids. That was another thing. Like, I got two. She had one. It was like, we got to put our kids first, and we can't do certain things. We can't fight and stuff like that in front of the kids. So,
period. I love that. Don't fight in front of them babies.
Yeah, things got too out of hand. Like, before it got physical or anything like that, like, we, like, had to separate, because it was like, everything ain't for the kids, man.
Oh.
Seriously.
He said it.
Sometimes you just got to make that sacrifice. You got to make that sacrifice.
He said it. And that's so true. Stop arguing in front of them babies. That's not meant for the kids. And I don't, honestly, nothing is really that deep that it has to be done in front of the kids. Y'all could wait until they go to sleep. Y'all could wait. Y'all could go out and whatever y'all gotta do.
Same. But fighting and arguing and screaming and tantrums and stuff in front of the kids is, unacceptable. It's unacceptable.
He said it's unacceptable. Period.
Seriously.
Heavy on the unacceptable. I love that, even though I know the previous question kind of touched on this next question, and this is our last question for this episode, to say that. And I just want to say this conversation has been great, which I figured it was, and I've been so excited about this conversation, because I feel like as women, and I'm speaking for me, and I'm most likely speaking for a lot of other women, we be wanting to know these questions that I'm asking you from men, but maybe we don't want to, maybe we feel like they're not going to be vulnerable enough to let us in, or be honest enough, mm-hmm. or not give us real deep, thoughtful answers, you know?
Like real insight. I don't mind giving an insight because I know the same way, vice versa, y'all need certain insight from us, you need certain insight from y'all. Period. So it's both ways.
It truly does. And I feel like if females and males had more conversations like this, a lot of relationships would work out. That's all. A lot of times, all it needs is a simple conversation and just understanding. But not even just having a conversation, because you also got to understand and retain what they're saying.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely need that understanding. But that takes time. It takes time to understand a person. It takes time to understand anything. Anything new, you're going to take some time to understand it. You might learn it, you might like it, but for you to fully understand it, it's going to take some time. You got to be patient.
It sure is. You sure do. And I love that. So the last question is basically, if you could talk to another man who is about to love a woman mid-healing, what would you tell him? I know you said have patience, but besides patience, is there anything else that you would tell him? Is he about to tackle that journey? Because it is a journey. Let me just let y'all know.
I would tell him to stay focused on his goals also. Remember to work on his goals too. Because you got to remember the things that attract the women to us, we have to keep that up also. You can't get in a relationship or get who you want and drop the ball. That's why a lot of relationships end also. Like you can't, it can't be flowers and chocolates in the beginning and then after that, you don't even want to get a reduce from the store. It's like, where the energy go?
Period.
Keep that same energy.
Keep it.
Keep that same energy.
Keep it. Yes.
Stepping into that, just stay focused on how you carry and excel. Do better, grow. I'm saying be open to learning more, too, because you got to learn from that woman. You got to learn who she is as she's learning who she is. So it's going to be a whole process. You just keep growing, stay attracted to your women, you know what I'm saying, show interest, and stay focused.
I love all of that, every last bit of that, because yes, even though that you, because you can't, especially when it comes to loving a woman that's mid in her healing journey, you cannot give all this like in the beginning, because you're trying to like, you trying to show her like you're here for her, you're supporting through her healing journey, and then when she's finally healed, all that stuff, that all that attentiveness and all that understanding that you gave is going out the window. It's like, what?
She's trying to figure out, like, where did she go wrong? She thinks she's doing something wrong.
Period.
Yeah, she can't go back her broken area. Like, you can't do that. You gotta stay focused. You gotta remain secure. You know what I'm saying? Continue to grow, because you know what I'm saying? We're still growing.
We're definitely all still growing. You are never finished. I don't think you stop growing to the day you die. And that's just my opinion. Because the life just keeps changing. Okay, it's like all this different stuff being brought in. How could you think that you're not going to grow?
Right.
It just makes no sense.
That's real red. And then especially for us to have kids, we got to always be open to learning and growing. Because
hello,
we got kids. And then, you know, so however many years down the line, we're going to have grandkids.
Hello.
How many years, grandkids. Like, you got to be open to the generations to come, because times is going to change. Things ain't going to be how it is right now in 20 years, 30 years. It's going to be a whole another world. So we always got to be open to growing, learning, changing, all that.
All that.
That's life.
And that was so real.
Jumping right on into the glow letter. Dear men, loving someone in the middle of their healing is not easy. It takes patience, self-control, and a willingness to let go of ego. But don't forget, your love is not meant to fix someone, and their healing is not yours to carry alone. You can support someone's growth without abandoning your own. If you're showing up, trying, learning, listening, you've already doing the work. And if you ever had to love someone through their pain while holding space for your own, that deserves to be honored too. Keep choosing love that includes you, not just your effort, but your heart. So this was our first His Way Through episode. segment. Well, not really, because y'all know my brother episode. This is our second His Way Through episode. Excuse me.
And if y'all did not already, please be sure to go check out my brother's episodes. His two episodes dropped probably like a few weeks ago. Be sure to tap in with those.
And I hope you felt the power in Malik's truth. Loving a woman who's healing can be hard, but it's also sacred if done with care. This is just the beginning of more male-led stories on Surviving Me, because men need safe spaces to heal out loud too. If this episode moves something in you, send it to a brother, a son, a friend, someone who's trying to love with more intention. Subscribe to the Glow Letter on Substacks and get today's letter in your inbox, and follow us on IG at SurvivingMe_ and follow my personal IG at _princess_shortness_. And if you got a story to tell from your healing journey, especially as a man navigating emotional growth, tap the link in the bio to be a guest. Come on, fellas. Tap in with me. Tap in. And don't forget to rate, review, and share. Every listen helps this space grow. No matter what page of healing you're on, you're not alone and you're not behind. Keep going through it. Keep growing through it. And keep glowing through it. Because the journey back to yourself is the real work. And I'll see you next episode.
I've battled the silence. I've wrestled the shame. Faced all my demons.